Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Welcome to this Monday's message. It is the presence of God and the mighty Holy Spirit that makes a big difference to the life and ministry of a Christian. Today's message will encourage you to seek after God's presence and to rest in it, rather than allowing your human efforts and manipulation to take over and force for things that are not within the will of God. Bishop Dag will also begin to teach you about the benefits of being in the presence of God and why you must enjoy God being practically with, in, and around you.
Father, thank you for this opportunity we have today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome to the last Sunday in the studio. Amen. From next week, we are moving gently into live Christianity. Hallelujah. So, this is an amazing season. And we're excited that we are moving forward. Every week things change, and we have a remixture of things. So don't be upset when we keep changing. It's because we are rather certain of what we are doing, which is following the Lord. That's what we are sure of. Amen. Now, next week, Sunday, at exactly the same time we've been having church, we will continue, and church will be in Mampong, as we said. So, Jesus, Savior of the World Square or Great Hall or any of the places, we have options. So, it's a soft opening. Gently, we are opening. Amen. Amen. And this week is the last week for the flow prayer meetings, which will be ending on Friday. All right? So I told you to appreciate it whilst it's lasting, whilst it's on. And then we are beginning what we are calling Surge. All right? A supernatural season of upgrades, recoveries, gatherings, and encounters. Hallelujah. And that season starts from Friday, the 11th, which is the day of the last flow prayer meeting for this year. It doesn't mean we will never have flow again, flow prayer meeting, the one at dawn. But for that season, it's ending. So that's the last. So those of you who've been sleeping during the prayer times, as if somebody is worrying you, as if you are very busy. It's like you, dear, you have things to do. When we are here praying, I've been driving here in the middle of the night for the prayer meetings for the whole year. So it's a blessing. Amen. Amen. So Friday begins a new season, which is actually a short season. It ends on Chalak night. Chalak means to push forward, to go over, to come mightily, and to break out. So 31st night is called Chalak night. And now I'm renaming it. Instead of 31st watch night or any of those words. We've never used crossover in our church. Yeah. Watch night or what? 31st. Prison break. Yeah. Where? So Chalak is to come mightily. So we are coming mightily into 2021. Amen. So please remember, a new season begins from Friday, and there's going to be a lot of camp-like meetings for different groups. So if you are part of the church, different groups will be having various meetings during the surge season, okay? A season of supernatural upgrades. Amen. Supernatural recoveries. You are going to recover from Amen. Everything that has been lost in the pandemic. Amen. And if you were able to maintain your grade, you'll be upgraded in this season. Amen. Amen. And gatherings. So there are going to be some gatherings, different types of meetings that are important. And you must be aware that smaller meetings are very important, actually more important now. You must be in a small meeting. You know, you must be in a small meeting. I've realized that a lot of smaller meetings are key to becoming what God wants you to become. You know, the large meetings are good, but the smaller meetings are where things are birthed, which have been like our camps. But now our camps have become a bit big. So we have camplets. You get it? And those camplets are these other smaller meetings. Are you with me? Yes. So there'll be camplets and other types of encounters which will change your life forever. So every group, please, but center leaders, GSOs, all groups, choir, film stars, dancing stars, Sunday flames, arrival stars, ushering stars, fragrance stars, airport stars, communion stars, telepastors, every group that exists, possibly. We have a lot of groups. Why? Because your body has a lot of parts. You have a spleen, you have liver, you have blood vessels, you have muscles, you have smooth muscles, skeletal muscles, bladder muscles, cardiac muscles, a lot of different tissues, connective tissues, blood vessels, capillaries, arteries, veins, many things. You have eyes, you have lenses, you have optic nerves, you have cornea, you have vitreous humor, and many things. So, all these are sections and sectors. Even your brain has frontal lobe, cerebral cortex, cerebellum, medulla oblongata, many parts. One small body that you are, you have so many vertebrae. Each one is numbered. You have a number for each one, a design for each one. You can go for an exam, they'll give you one line. They say, what is this? Where, which part of the body is it from? So don't be upset when the church is complex or complicated. You get it? It's because the body is complex. It's complicated. So surge begins, which is a season. It's a season of supernatural upgrades. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that is going to happen to you. Recoveries, gatherings, and encounters. That's what SEG stands for. Supernatural season or season of supernatural upgrades. U is for upgrades. R is for recoveries. G is for gatherings. And E is for encounters. Karama shata baranda laba. And it's just a season. From the 11th to Chalak night, 31st night, where we are going to Chalak. Yes. So somebody sees you on 31st, say, why are you going? So I'm going to Chalak, please. I'm going to come mightily into the new year. Break forth. Amen. All the dates and the things that will be happening, we have silent night, holy night, we have dinner. We are going to have a dinner, all of us, the whole church. You'll be shocked that you can have dinner online. Yes, so we'll give you the menu and everything this year. You celebrate Christmas in Jesus' name. That's why they say season's greetings. It's because there's a season. And that's the season we are entering now, from 11th to 31st of December. All right? So just to let you know, so today is, you by the grace of God, we'll still be on the screen, but we'll be somewhere in the bush out there. All right? With bushes behind us, in the middle of somewhere. Amen. But still a nice place. Yeah. You should have seen Adam when he first dropped onto the earth. He was amazed before we started spoiling the place with all these kota roads and other things. All right? Beautiful. Now, today, we're going to give an offering. And I'm going to give you the theme. All right? I am advancing all the way through and beyond my enemy's front line. I am surging through all stalemates and entering into my upgrades and recoveries for 2020. I'll say it again. I am advancing all the way through and beyond my enemy's front line. I'm going to show you verses in the Bible that show you that you are advancing all the way through and beyond the enemy's, your enemy's front line, as he has parked in front of you and he says, this is where I am. You cannot move me. I am advancing all the way through and beyond my enemy's front line. I am surging through all stalemates. You know what a stalemate? Things are stuck. Find the meaning of stalemates and entering into my upgrades and recoveries for 2020. That's what we are giving an offering for today. Amen. If you like, don't believe. It's entirely up to you. I believe I'm entering my upgrades and my recoveries. In this life, you always need upgrades and you always need recoveries. You'll be shocked. Sometimes you need a recovery from something and an upgrade of something. Amen. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Stalemate. No. This is a wrong definition. Change it, please. Isaiah 54. And we are going to look at an amazing scripture. Call your friend. Please go out of the kitchen during the church service. Please go out of the kitchen during the church service. I don't think it's appropriate to cook whilst we are having church. You know, and there are many places we can't have church. In England, for instance, if you don't have a church building, you cannot have church. So many churches which meet in hotels, schools, rented halls, are not allowed to meet, have not been meeting for the whole year. So, you know, we all need to adapt ourselves to the realities that have affected the whole world. Now they've come up with the vaccine. So the vaccine is supposed to change things. So people are going to start being vaccinated. I think have already started. This week. They're going to be vaccinated from this week. Okay? Yeah. Now if you don't vaccinate us also in Africa, we are coming to get you, I tell you. So please, better send some of the vaccines here. Otherwise, we come to get you there. We come with our visas. All right. Now, Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren. Amen. Thou that did not bear. Anyone who has been sad this year, God is telling you to start singing. I hope you get a good song that you can sing for the joy that the Lord is about to give you. He will turn your mourning into dancing. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Listen, if you are part of Christianity, you must believe in miracles. If you don't believe in miracles, take a pair of scissors. Can you get a pair of scissors now? Take your Bible, and I need you to cut out all the miracles and the miraculous parts of the Bible. As soon as we've closed, you can do it after church. Take your pair of scissors and cut out all the miracle parts, miraculous things in the Bible, anything miraculous. I want to see what will be left of your Bible. You can't do that with an iPad. You need a real Bible to cut out miracles. And you'll be left with what? Very little. Even this verse has to go. He says, more are the children of the desolate. Like a woman who didn't give birth. She has more children than the one who married. You have to cut it out of the Bible. How is it possible? Huh? How is it possible? Please cut it with your scissors. So we are just going by teachings. No miracles, no power. You have to start cutting from Genesis. I hope you are ready to cut out the snake who was talking to Eve. Yes. You have to cut it out. And God said, let there be light. You have to cut it out. No, you can't have a Bible. There's no Bible left. God said, let there be the waters separate from the ones in the firmament and the one on earth, out. There was darkness over the earth. God said, let there be light. All these things must go out. So I don't want you to join in the church if you don't believe in miraculous things. Are you with me? Yes. Now, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. In other words, get a bigger tent. Okay? Attempt great things. This is the famous verse which led to Attempt Great Things by William Carey. When he read this verse, he decided to go to India and attempt great things for God. That's how come today Indians are Christians. Because somebody read this verse and believed practically that he should attempt something great for God. Amen. Amen. Is it amazing?
Amazing?
Yes. Verse 3. For thou shalt break forth. Break forth on the right and on the left. Thou shalt do what? Break forth on the right and on the left. Thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left. I am advancing all the way, all the way through and beyond my enemy's front line. If his front line is on my right, I'm advancing through and beyond his line. Amen. If his front line is on the left, I'm advancing through and beyond all the lines that have been made around me. I am advancing all the way through and beyond my enemy's front line. You are breaking through the lines in Jesus' name. And what does the Bible say? Thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, What we must realize is that there comes a time where you must break through and break out. And when there has been a stalemate, no one can win. There are many things like that. No one is winning. Do you know that? Yeah. No one is winning. You are not winning. The enemy is also not winning. You are stuck in the mud. What do you think? Are there not things like that? Do you have things like that in your life? It's not going this way. It's not going to the end on the right. It's not going to the end on the left. It's called a deadlock. Deadlock. Stalemate. Like a draw. There's a draw. Makatapula mandaraba. It's like it could get very bad, but it doesn't seem to go to the end of the badness. It could get good, but it doesn't seem to advance into the goodness. So, brothers and sisters, learn this lesson very well, that God is the God who can make you break forth on the right hand and break forth on the left hand. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 6. As you plant your seed today, expect to break every stalemate and deadlock situation of your life. And I believe that your seed is a seed of prayer to break the deadlock and the stalemate. You make a sudden advance against your enemy. In the name of Jesus. Now, every day you hear something fantastic and miraculous. You know something? Believe it. Let's just say amen. Just say to say amen. It's just fantastic. Say amen. Believe it. Those who believe things do better than those who don't believe things. You know, I've watched the faith preachers. They used to say big things. Big, big words. And I noticed that all the things they said, they saw it. They used to talk, somebody like Fred Price. He used to talk about long life and this, and we don't live beyond. He's 90-something years old. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And Kenneth Hagin and all of them, they have a way of talking. The faith, those people who can faith speaking, I believe this, I believe this. I've watched them over the years. And you see, by and large, the things they say happen. Yeah. And it sounds fantastic because faith is the ability to call things that are not as though they are. And it always sounds odd. So just keep on saying these big things and believe. And through the words you are saying, you'll find out that it happens. Maybe not the way you think it will happen. Because I don't know how you think it will happen. Because in the natural, it can't happen. But God can make it happen. God can make it happen. So keep saying it. Keep laughing at the enemy. Yes. Hallelujah. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man became a living soul. You see, when the Spirit of God breathed on the sand, do you see? Miracles happen. Miracles happen. You know, few people have ever assumed a dead body. I have assumed more than one. Yes, more than once. I've assumed more than once. One day, as I was assuming, and I looked at the sand, I realized that this was a living kidney, a pumping heart. This was a face. This was whatever, and it had become brown sand. It's like coffee color. right inside the coffin that's turned into brown sand. But he was breathing. And that sand was what God breathed in. Miracles. Pumping heart. Blood moving. Breathing. Lungs. Kidneys. Urine forming. Feces forming. Blood veins going up, down. Eyes seeing. Everything. Brains working. Hey! A great miracle is about to happen in your life. You see, a stalemate is about to turn bright. And there's going to be a sudden and amazing breakthrough. I see you breaking through your enemy's front lines. All the way and beyond. You'll now be behind him. You'll now be behind him. He's going to panic and turn around and say, hey, they are behind me now. In the name of Jesus. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that is going to come to pass. So when God breathes his power over you, you who are nothing, you who are but sand, breathe on you. Life comes from a stalemate. Adam, you know, the earth is called Adama in Hebrew. Adama. Adama. And that's why you are Adam. Yes. From the earth. Adam. Adama. Adama. You know, we have some people called Adama. Adama. So from Adama came Adam. With just one breath, there was a change. I see a great change. Beautiful change. And somebody as beautiful as you and as nice as you. Now, those of you who are believing God to get married, just look in the mirror and start laughing. Start laughing. Because a great surprise awaits you in this supernatural season. And season of supernatural upgrades, recoveries, gatherings, and encounters. Makata Rama Shondara Babanda Raba. So, your financial levels are going to change supernaturally. Amen. When God breathes on you, there's going to be a sudden change. Amen. What do you think? Is it amazing?
Amazing.
And fantastic? Fantastic. Amen. John chapter 6. And Jesus went up to the mountain, and Jesus lifted up his head and saw a great company. And he said to Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Huh? You know, when Jesus saw the crowd, he didn't feel like ministering the power of God. He turned to his assistant and said, Charlie, how can we get bread? Give to all these people. Can we have food for all the thousands of people that are here? 5,000 is a lot of people. Few churches have thousands. If you like, count the chairs in your church's hall. Few people have 1,000 people. Count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very few churches in the whole wide world have 5,000 seats. Take it from me. I'm a churchman. For a long time. Few churches. Few. They may mention, oh, we are 10,000 member church. I don't mean that part. I mean the chairs that are sitting there that are filled and counted. Huh? Yes. And Jesus said, 5,000. So he turned to the pastor. Not that how can they hear my sermon today because there are many. Charlie, how can we give bread to everybody? Beautiful. So Philip said, 200 pence. And of course, you know, because we are used to millions, when you say 200 and penny is also not sounding a lot, penny worth is not sufficient. So I know you are a little blind. But think of millions. Yes, in today's currency. And then he said, there is a lad here with 5 loaves. And two fishes. You are breaking forth from the stalemate. Hallelujah. And when Jesus took the loaves and when he had given thanks. So giving thanks and being thankful, all right, changes the stalemate that you are in. It changes what?
The stalemate.
Changes the stalemate. Yes. So that's why we are giving thanks. And as we give our offering, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It seems I'm in darkness. It seems I'm in difficulty. All I say is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep thanking God. One day I was in Panama and I was with one of my bishops. We were in a hotel and we just ran to get a lift. We were up somewhere and we were going down. So when we got in the lift, the doors closed and it was just the two of us in the lift. And I turned to him and I said, we are blessed. As the lift started going down, we are blessed. I mean, that's what I just normally say. Then he said to me, he said, I think that because you keep saying we are blessed, we are blessed. He said, because you keep saying we are blessed. It's like all the time you say we are blessed. It seems we are blessed because you keep saying we are blessed. You see, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So your grumblings and your criticism doesn't bring life. Your thanksgiving brings life and breakthroughs. So today, as we come this time to present our offering to the Lord, you are breaking forth out of every stalemate beyond your enemy's front line. And you are surging because it's a surge season starting from Friday. For those who know the meetings involved, starting from Friday, Saturday, Sunday is Surge Sunday. Amen. And you are entering your upgrades. Upgrades. Father, thank you. Sudden upgrades. Sudden upgrades. End of stalemates. Recoveries. In 2020. Not after 2020. In 2020. This year, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord. Amen. Amen. I want everybody to take out your stalemate, end of stalemate offering. End of what? Stalemate offering. Tamakasandola bandara baba. And wherever you are, Isaloman tarimo kasalamba. In any foreign nation, every country, wherever you are, watching television, part of this season, part of this church, part of whatever, take your offering, end of a stalemate. Whatever place you are in that seems neither going forward nor backwards, today begins the end of the stalemate. And you are breaking forth. You are breaking out, breaking in, breaking over. You don't have to wait for 31st to chalak. You are starting today. Amen. You are starting when?
Today.
Makara mashatola mandala babandalaba. Matola ramandale bendele beke banandale mamandalaba. Marendala mandalaba kosutala babandalaba. We give you praise. Oh, Mandarimo Santalaba, I am advancing all the way through and beyond my enemy's front line. You'll soon be behind your enemy. You'll start screaming. I see your enemy begging you. Begging, 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 begging. God showed me today, bowing down, the enemy bowing down, bowing down to beg. And I said, you are not begging me. You can't beg me. Beg God. Hallelujah. Marasandola mashandalaba. Take your offering. Whatever seems like a stalemate, you may not be happy about it, but believe the prophecy Be thankful with me. And this offering you are saying, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. There's only 5 loaves. Yes, thousands of people. Do you know 5,000? 5,000 people? I tell you, count any church. Become an expert at counting. When I went to Korea, I counted the chairs. 12,000. Exactly. In the main hall. Yes. And when I went for a tour, they told us. Actually, I counted 11,800. When I went for the tour, they told us 12,000. Yeah. Become an expert of counting chairs. Listen to people saying all sorts of things. Numbers. 5,000 people? It's not a small crowd. How shall we feed them? When Jesus saw that, he thought of feeding. Not preaching. Charlie, let's feed them. I've got bread. I've got miracle power. I can do it. Jesus can do it for you. Jesus can do it for you. My friend, if you don't believe in stories, don't believe in miracles and so on, close your Bible and go home. Get another book to read, okay? You can read, what are the other books you can read? Adventures of Tintin. You can read Tintin. Asterix and Obelix. And which other story? And it Blighten. Yeah, go and read another book. Make yourself happy. Animal Farm. Yes. Macbeth. The Bible is full of fantastic things. And I thank God you are part of the fantastic thing. Amen. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blessing of everybody who is giving today. Anoint your church from England to America, Europe, Switzerland, South Africa, Australia, China, Africa, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Liberia, everywhere. Everyone who's watching, Ghana, everywhere. Bless everybody, Lord. Thank you for a breakthrough. Thank you for an answer to all our prayers. Thank you for putting on the light where there was darkness. Thank you for breathing on the bread for us. Thank you for breathing on the sand and the dust and the miracle breakthrough that has taken place in our finances, in our lives, in every way. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, says the Lord, there are things money cannot buy, like peace, like sleeping nicely, happiness, play. Some of you don't realize you are still a child. Do you know that you still like playing? And that you don't have anybody to play with. Like, people force you to be serious. Do you know that? Yes. We are all children. One day somebody bought me a toy car. I was so happy. I was just playing. Every one of all boys here would like a toy car. So only that, you see, you have to behave like a grown-up. Yes. We will all be happy with a toy car. Yes. Because we are all boys. And the girls too will be happy with dolls. You have living dolls. It's true. That's why girls like to have babies. They want dolls. Something to play with. And I was like, play with it the whole day, all night. All day, all night. They are playing with it. When it's not even hungry, they say it's hungry. When it's not thirsty, they say it's thirsty. They say it's itching, his skin is itching, it's cold, it's this. No, there's nothing wrong. So, and when the boys grow up, they like real cars, so they'll be driving cars. It's the same boy, the boy in you wants to play with cars. So look at what my car can. Hey, it can do this. It can fly. It can. Don't worry. The flying car is coming. Afraid that you'll be alive when a flying car are released. I know they've started flying, some of them. Yeah. You just go up and then we fly. Yeah. I read, I forget which country, they've decided to end oil production by 2050. Yeah. No more. UK. No, but oil, they will no longer drill for oil 2050, which is 30 years from now. No more oil. It's over. Yes? I don't know what they'll do. Just as they're inventing vaccines, we are waiting to receive vaccines. Somebody's inventing. They are inventing things. All right. Father, thank you for your blessing as we carry on. Bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, next Sunday, just to remind you, the service is not at, it's not in the morning, it's in the afternoon. Now, in Ghana at this time, the sun is quite hot. Now, you may ask, why would we have church? There's no canopy. I don't believe in canopies for any function. I consider canopies to be an unfortunate remedy for the lack of buildings. Do you see? Yes. So, no canopies. Sunshine. Now, the sunshine is going to greatly increase your vitamin D, which is very important, apparently, in the fight against corona. So I'm hoping that next Sunday, everybody who is present, and I hope the sun will really shine, and it's going to burn away all coronaric feelings. All right, but get your umbrellas. You must get a red and white umbrella. Everybody get a red umbrella. But I would advise you. But I had a meeting yesterday, and I made us go and sit in the sun. But when I was in the shade, I said, no, I want to also receive the sunshine. Yeah, that brings your vitamin D up, which apparently is important. And your chloroquine. You must be swallowing your chloroquine regularly. They have vaccine. They have not brought it. And you will not swallow your chloroquine too. I don't know what you want. What you will do? You have to take it. So, please don't forget. Next week is Vitamin D Surge Sunday. All right? But come with your umbrella in case the sun is too much. And all those who are not having sunshine, pray for the sun to shine so that you can go and stand and receive. All right? It will be a blessing. Amen.
I have been learning to walk in love. It is not easy to walk in love. The fruit of the Spirit walking in love, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Oh my God, please help me to walk in love and to forgive. Oh, it's not easy, but I can make it. For love is patient and love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not easily provoked. Love is not proud. It's not unbecoming. Love does not boast. Love does not seek its own. For love is patient and love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not boast. Learning, yeah. Learning, yeah. It's not easy, but it's there abideth faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Oh, love. Can I attain to it without love? All of my prayers are nothing. Without love, my giving is nothing. Without love, my tongues are nothing. Oh, love is the greatest. Because love is patient, and love is kind. Love is not jealous, and love is not easily provoked. Love is not proud, it's not unbecoming. Love does not boast, love does not seek its own. For love is patient, and love is kind. Love is not jealous, love does not boast. For love is patient, and love is kind. Love is not jealous, love does not boast.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in the house of God? Love is patient. Love is kind. And learning love. Amazing. I think that at this point, I think we can put hands together. We should give tribute to whom tribute is due. Amen. What a blessing. Well done to the UK. Well done to USA. We are blessed by your songs. Amen. It's time for more for North America. It's time for the Word of God. And it's time to hear from God. And it's time for your life to be changed. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord if you're excited. Somebody in our church told me this week, I used to go to church and not look forward to it. I used to wait for the closing time. But now when I go to church, I look forward to the Word. Amen. And I think I shared that sentiment. I also look forward to hearing from God. I look forward to the ministry of our prophet. I look forward to hearing from God. And I know watching me at home and watching me here in the studio is no different for you. Today, God has a word for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God has a word for you. God has an instruction for you. God has direction for you. And God has a blessing for you. Now ask your neighbor, are you ready for the prophetic? I didn't hear your question. Tap your neighbor and say, are you ready for the prophetic? Now, those of you watching me at home, shout to your mother in the kitchen that, mommy, it's time for the prophetic. Tell her to stop and come and join you in the living room, because nothing is impossible when we put our trust in God. Amen. Call everyone in your house. Tell them to stop bathing, cooking, and cleaning, and join the service right now. Nothing is impossible when we put our trust in God.
When you're trusting in His word,
hearken to the voice.
Hearken to the voice of God.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. Oh, everything, yes, everything.
Come on.
from all over the world. If you have an expectation from God, lift your hand and declare that nothing is impossible. Come on, speak to every circumstance. We speak to every difficulty. We speak to every mountain. Nothing is impossible when we trust in His word. When we trust in His word. When we trust in what He has said. Say, hearken to the voice of God. Come on, first love, is there anything too hard? Are you ready for your miracle? Put your trust in God and rest on His word. Come on, declare over your life. Declare over every mountain, every issue. Everything is possible. Everything is possible with God. First love, are you ready to receive from the Lord? Put your hands together and give the Lord a shout of praise. And welcome our pastor, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise.
Father, thank you for this opportunity to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today, we are on the presence of God, and I'm sharing with you very important secrets about God's presence in your life, which is different from the anointing. What is the difference between the anointing of God and the presence of God? The difference. The difference you can gather is that the presence of God is talked about in the book, the presence and the anointing. There. The whole book is about the presence, not the anointing. So, but the anointing and the presence, especially the difference, and also steps to the presence. I believe I have another book like that. Yeah. Steps to God's presence. All right? Now, the anointing of God is in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach. So, the anointing has to do with the power to do something for God. Do you see? Because if you notice, He's anointed me to preach, to heal, to preach again, to recover. And it is a season of recoveries. Yes, to recover things. And to set at liberty them that are bruised or stalemates, people who are experiencing stalemates, to set them free so that you go forward. Amen. The presence has to do with God being there in your life and not you being empowered to do anything. Just Him being around. And Moses experienced God being around him, around somewhere. And His presence was a mighty, makes a lot of difference. The presence of somebody and His absence is like a person's alive and a person's dead. That's, you can sort of imagine that. Person is not around. His money may be still left on earth for you to use. His cars, his diamonds, his houses, anything that he had, his family, will be around, but He Himself will not be there. And it's His presence that generates many things. And so there's a big difference in the with the presence of a person and then the absence of a person. So the anointing is different from the presence. And that is why if you read the Bible, you see things like the Spirit is upon you. The Spirit is in you, a and the Spirit is with you. With you is the presence. So, in the Old Testament, we had a lot of God's presence with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. When Jesus came, he came with an empowerment to do things. And I know there are a lot of miraculous things in the Bible, but Jesus was unique in the sense that nobody healed people the way Jesus healed. All of them, Haggai, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Daniel, no one was healing anybody. When there was a healing miracle, it was one in a thousand, like Elijah. Both Elijah and Elisha had one healing of somebody. And then that's it. And the whole Bible goes by without healing. But then in Malachi, there was a prophecy that somebody would come with healing in his wings. And that would be the main characteristic of him. And it differentiates him from everybody else. So when you are preaching to Jews, you use the Bible, the Old Testament, to preach to them. And you can show them Jesus in the Old Testament. So Jesus was unique in what he was able to do. And he had the presence of God, but he also had the anointing of the Lord upon his life. So he did wild things, you see. Now, the mystery is that you may still be anointed, but the presence is gone. You see, because the Bible says the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. That means it doesn't change. So you may, that's why you have anointed people who do things, but God's presence is gone. What do I mean by that? I can give you my gift, like I can give you a car, but I will not be with you. I will not be involved in your life. My presence is not there. A car, what is a car? It will get spoiled just now. It's a matter of time. It will be old. Every new car is old after one day. Yes. It's a second-hand car. Just one day of using it's a second-hand car. All right? So, we need the presence of the Lord. And it is his presence which is more valuable than even his gift to me. Yes. So, what guarantees the presence of God? The biggest thing that guarantees his presence in your life is obedience. So I want just to look at that, but then we're going on into the mighty benefits of the presence. Now, in John 8:29, it says, "He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone." Why? Because I always do those things that please him. He that sent me is with me. He's with me. You know, if you want to be able to say God is with you, notice what Jesus says. I always, always do the things that please him. So if you want the presence of God, you need to please God. And you need to do always things that please him. I mean, I didn't write the Bible. What do you think? Jesus said these words. He that sent me is with me. Now, you see, when you are sent somewhere, or you are sent to do something, you must be conscious of the person who sent you. If he's not with you in what you are doing, it doesn't work. And that's why a lot of missionaries don't do well. Not a lot, but some missionaries don't do well because they are not with the person who sent them. Now, it says, my Father has not left me alone to be here with wicked people. Why? Because I do always, I'm always doing things that please him. So the presence of God is always with me because I'm always doing things that make him happy. Wow. Job 30:23. Verse 8. Behold, I go forward and he is not there. I go where?
Forward.
I'm advancing. But he is where? He's not there. And what? Backward. But I cannot perceive him. And going forward, he's not there. Backward, I cannot perceive him. It's serious. Verse 9. Keep going. And then on the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. I can't find him on the left. It's serious. Oh. Then he hideth himself on the right hand. So the right hand too, I cannot see him. I can't see God on the right. I can't see him forward. I can't see him backward. I can't see him to the left and I can't see him to the right. That shows you that there's no physical location that God's presence is in particular. Not forward, not backward, not right, not left. Hey, so where is he? Verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he has tried me, or he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Verse 11. My foot hath held his steps, and his way have I kept, and not declined. Verse 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Amen. So I cannot find him to the left. I cannot find him to the right. Okay? I cannot find him forward. I cannot find him backward. But he knows the way that I will take. And he will test me. And I'll come forth as gold. Now my foot has held his steps. And his way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of the Lord. And I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So when you start esteeming God's instructions more than your necessary food, things will start changing. And you'll start experiencing his presence. Like I heard Bishop Oyedepo saying the other day, that only those who love instructions, those who enjoy instructions, will emerge distinguished. Yes. Only those who love instructions, they enjoy instructions. Yes. You don't fly a plane with principles and ideas. You fly by instructions. No pilot flies. You wouldn't want to sit on a plane with a pilot who is saying he's putting certain principles of the airflow and whatever together as he's flying the plane. That's why the one who teaches a pilot is called an instructor. He instructs, do this, and do this. That's all. Don't change it. Are you there? Now, John 8:29. He that sent me, amen, is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I always do the things that please him. Amen. You would not entertain people in your presence who were not obedient to you, would you? We all keep our most obedient followers close to our side. I am close to my most obedient followers. Yes. I'm closest to me. I am closest to my most obedient followers. Those are the people I'm closest to. And God is closest to those who always do what he says. Many men marry the girl that is most submissive and obedient to them. I'm reading the book. I don't know why people are staring at me. I married the lady that was most submissive and obedient to me. Obedience is extremely attractive. Obedience is what? Extremely attractive. Yes. And it draws your superiors into your life like a strong magnet that is attracting metal shavings. Did you get that?
Yes.
Obedience draws your superiors. It draws them to you. When they notice your obedience, they are drawn to you. Do you want a superior to be drawn? I mean, I'm talking about a good drawing. Drawn in a way to be interested in you. You'll be drawn to the most obedient, not the most beautiful. Not the most handsome. Not the most technically skilled. But the most obedient and also easily obedient. It's just touch. Power steering. You just touch and a whole huge articulator is turning left. You should see them in America. Elderly grandmother driving a big truck. Power steering. Just you see her with the glasses. She's just turning the big car. She's powerful. It's just a touch and it's moving. Unlike this, we have to work. Which even a strong man is developing. The deltoid muscles are becoming bigger. From moving this difficult thing to move, it will be easy to move.
Amen.
Almighty God is equally attracted to his obedient servants. Many people sing praise and worship and enter his gates and his courts. Unfortunately, soon after entering the courts, they are asked to leave because they are recognized as dangerous and disobedient rebels. A disobedient person is a dangerous person. A disobedient person is stubborn and rebellious against your wishes and ideas. A disobedient person can turn into a Judas and betray you. No wonder God does not entertain disobedient people in his presence. God does not give his presence to those who are disobedient. Today, large sections of the church are stricken with poverty and an inability to do anything substantial for the Lord. I'm telling you. This is very ironic because most of the church is preaching about money, prosperity, general improvement, and happiness. Yet the church is riddled with debts, mortgages, and insolvency. You know, in recent times, I've had the sad experience of listening to people having such difficulty, crisis, financial. I've had every one of them is connected to death. And sometimes you look and say, when I was preaching about death, people will go, don't mind him. He doesn't know business. He doesn't know this. We have built more churches in the pandemic than we have ever built before in a year. Yeah, in the history of the church. More things. And we don't owe anybody. Although we are operating in about 90 countries. Yes. And doing many things with ease. But when you speak, oh, don't mind him. You see, you will not say don't mind him. Sometimes some people say don't mind him, but you may not say it openly. You know? Remember the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says, for she said in her heart, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. So what you say in your heart, you see, has a place. And the Syrophoenician woman, she said, even dogs get blessing. Do you see? And then Jesus said, for this thy saying, like what you said, because of what you said, you'll be blessed. So what you say about what I say has its a role to play. What you say about what I said. Yes. You will be attracted to your most obedient person. Not most beautiful. Forget about beauty. Beauty vanishes like a helicopter that has taken off. Do you know helicopter? Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. It goes up vertically and it's gone. Beauty, that's why the Bible says beauty is vain. That means the more beauty, the more vanity. You'll be left with obedience, whether the person can obey and obeys. So, what you say about what I say and what God says is affecting you and will always affect you. So that's why I preach to the young people. I say, you know, like if you are believing, believe it all. Believe it all. Believe it all. Yes. If you believe it all and flow with it all. Once it's in the word of God, that's all. Things that are not in the word of God, don't follow them. It's just fluff. But once it's based on the word, believe it all. And see your life change and go higher. Yes. There are people that are supposed to be millionaires. You know, one time God told me he was going to give me $100 million for something. Oh, yes. And I believe all these things. And I believe he has been giving me those. Not for me personally. I don't know. What are you going to do? How does it help us if you have it? I'm talking of working for God. Yes. He told me he was going to give me. And now that I even remember, I it must have been some time ago. And we've been spending millions of dollars. Yes, millions of dollars. So, brothers and sisters, watch out what you say. Amen. All right? So, you will notice Jesus gave the reason why God's presence was with him. He said the Father was with him because he was constantly doing the things that please the Father. Jesus said in Matthew 16, I will build my church. The only project I know that Jesus is doing is building his church. Yes. Do you know any other project Jesus is doing? Huh? Always be attracted to somebody who is building a church. From the day that I decided to build the church, in 1991, I started building churches. It was the first church ever. I cannot say that I cannot see the hand of God building around me. Because I heard Idahosa many years ago when Action Chapel on the Sprinters Road was about to be built. At that time, it was all red sand. There was nobody on the Sprinters Road. It was like going to Yarifa. It was red sand as far as you could see. And I stood on the red sand with Archbishop Idahosa before he died. And he was wearing this big Nigerian dress. Big. Agbada. And he was waving his finger like this. And his voice was like he's singing. If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. If you build a church for God, God will build a house for you. I'll never forget it. He was waving his hand over the red sand. If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. I've never forgotten it. And from there, I went back to Kolegono. Yeah. And so true it is. An eye for an eye. A hand for a hand. A stripe for a stripe. You build a house for me, I'll build a house for you. When David had the idea to build a house for God, God said, I will build your house. Your children will be on this road. That is why today, the flag of Israel is the Star of David. He's remembered and it is his descendants that sit on the throne. Even Jesus will come on that throne. Just the idea that he had, that I'll do this thing. Just the idea. Not that he never implemented it. It's something to build a house for God. I tell you, something, there's something about it. I don't even know how to say it. And so when Jesus said, you know, I will build my church. These are his words. What does it mean? Everybody, line up. This is my project. I'll build my church. Line up your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your heart for the church. Put your heart in it that God's church and God's house is a blessing to build it, to have anything to do with it. It's a blessing. Yeah. And people have given themselves to developing vocational schools, hospitals, and every side thing apart from the church. It's true. Schools, universities, institutions, vocational, computer schools, every kind of thing. Not that they are not good things. They are all good things. But it's different from building the church. Yeah. Empowerment of people financially. It's different from building the church. You see, one of the things I notice when I give instructions to people is that sometimes I feel I'm giving instructions to a clever person, somebody who thinks he is clever or she is clever. Oh, do this. And you can see when God says, I'll build my church. He says, oh, and it means this. It's not so necessary. It means this, it means this. Not so much. As we have built the church, it's like the finances become like a river. It's as if his presence and his power is to just build his church. That's all that he's doing. He's building his church. The finance become like a river. You would think that it will get finished. Satan is too intelligent to give church leaders evil things to do. He only gives good things to church leaders to do. However, the good things that Satan gives us to do are a complete distraction from our actual job of winning the lost, preaching the gospel, and building the church. The first commandment was, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. If you are discerning, you will notice that the presence of God is not with many people who are preaching and leading the church down the road of materialism and secularism. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be careful of people who preach human ideas laced with scriptures. What? What did I say? Human ideas laced with scriptures. Human ideas laced with scriptures. Huh? Like your dress is not really made up of lace. It's made of what? Cotton or something, and then there's some small lace lining. Is there something like that? I hope I'm not. Those who want to laugh at me, please. It is as though some ministers have decided to tickle the fancies of men and give mental pleasures to their listeners rather than preaching the word of God. We are not here to give you mental pleasures. When you hear the English words that I use, when you hear big words from Encyclopedia Britannica, then you begin to have mental pleasure. Are you here for mental pleasures? That's not why we came. You people, remember Billy Graham? Oh? You see, when old Billy Graham died, you know, sometimes when a person dies very old, very far from when he was at the peak, few people even remember him and all that. But not Billy Graham. Not Billy Graham. And what was his message? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Come today. Come now. Come now. And then they have a hymn they sing. Just as I am, without one place. That's all. That's all. That's all. Over and over and over and over again. The whole world attended his funeral. It was like Princess Diana's funeral. Yes. Simple message. Huh? Is it not amazing? And all the American presidents, including the current, the one who was there. Who was there? Trump. Yes. Yes. Stop desiring mental pleasures that tickle your fancies. The things you want. Then you are hearing them. Stop accepting human ideas laced with scriptures. Are you there or you are leaving? Yes. Let's enjoy the presence of God. Amen. Beautiful. Now, Exodus 33, verse 1. And the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt. I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Now notice, for I will not go up with thee. He was telling the Israelites, I'm not going with you. He was angry with them. I'm not going with you anymore. Why? For thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. For I will not go up in the midst of thee. I will not go up in the midst of thee. I'm not going to be in your midst. Why? You are too stubborn. Never let anybody use that word on you. Do you listen to me? Yes. Never let anybody use that word on you. Like, I mean, it shouldn't be mentioned. That word, stubborn. You know? I was negotiating with a white man one time about some property that we're trying to buy. And I asked him, after talking for a long time, he didn't change his mind. And I asked him, will you change your mind? He said, we should come tomorrow. He said, we should come back the next day. So I said, look, we have talked a lot. You haven't. Tell me, I don't want to waste my time. Then he made a statement which gave me a lot of hope. Do you want to know the statement he made? He said, what is the use of a mind if it cannot change? Huh? So as soon as he said that, I knew he was going to reduce the price. And I had hope. Listen, you must be someone who must not have that long meetings and stubbornness. Long meetings, discussions. About anything. About what?
Anything.
Why don't you see? Why don't you understand? Huh? Thou art a stiff-necked people. What is a stiff-necked people like this? When you are stiff-necked, open up the screen, let's see. When you are stiff-necked, this is how you walk, like this. Can you see? It's like the neck. I don't just bend my neck for nothing. I don't bend it for nothing. That's because I have to turn. I don't bend it. It will never be associated with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thou art a stiff-necked people. I will not go up in the midst of thee. I'll not be with you. And can you believe that at my age, there are some people, when I see them, I don't feel like having meetings. Because I feel that I'll talk too much and they will still not change their minds. When I see them, I say, oh, I feel what? Yawning. I feel what? Yawning. Do you know one time I was preaching, I started yawning. Can you imagine me preaching and I'm yawning? Because I was preaching to stiff-necked people. So I started to feel sleepy as I was talking to them. And you know something, you can yawn as if you are going to bite an elephant. And those were the type of yawns that were coming. Elephant yawns. I was feeling what? Yawning. Now, the benefits of this amazing presence, or the benefits of being obedient and always pleasing God. I'm just going to give you one or two. Number one, rest. Rest. Exodus 33, verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Amen. Rest. Some of us are what I call manipulators. You manipulate things. You're always pushing things, pulling, calling, saying this to this, saying that to that, to try to turn this to that, saying this to this, to change this, say this to this person, to let a person feel this way, then you say this to this one. It's like you are pushing and pulling. Yes. And because of politics, you know, when I say politics, I mean politics at work, politics in life, politics, real politics. There's a lot of that. Manipulating, striving to be nice here, do this here, make this one feel this way, make this one. It's too much. It says, my presence shall go with you, and I'll give you what? You just relax. You just relax. Yes. I met someone the other day, he made a comment, and the thing, what I was going to tell the person, but I hope I'll get the chance, that I don't need you to like me. I don't need, and I'll never do anything for you to like me. Some of you, you always say this like this, be like this, say this here, make a comment here, do this here. What is it about? Relax. When a man even finds out that you are making moves for him to like you, like you've been moving behind the scene, he's a snake. Yeah. He's saying that the thing is a snake. There's too much maneuvering. Too much maneuvering. That was Jezebel. Jezebel. And you see, the Bible says that I find more wicked and evil that for a man, for a woman whose heart is snares and nets. She's maneuvering and manipulating. When you see her talking here, it's trying to achieve this. Look at it. I find more bitter than death a woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands are as bound. This Solomon, he has 1,000 women that he's dealt with, and he met some whom, when you talk to them, you get trapped. When they hug you, it's a bond. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her. I see divine escapes taking place right now. But the sinner shall be taken by her. One of the punishments God gives for sinners is certain type of women. Yes. It's your portion. You never escape. You never escape. Mercy. Relax, brother. Relax, sister. Don't try to be on top. Just allow God. God is the one who will make somebody favor you, and it will be solid. You don't need anybody to like you. You know, one of the great things, I always tell this, I say this to people who don't understand when somebody proposes to them. They don't understand that. To be liked is a gift. To be what?
Liked
is a gift from God. God decides, puts it in people. God told Eve, you will desire a man. No matter the age, no matter the education, no matter, I've not yet seen a woman who doesn't like desire a man. They may dress and do. I don't need anything. I can live. I'm just talking. I don't need for advice. We can make it on our own. We can do this. No, you are lying. Yes, you cry in the night. You cry at night. You know yourself that you are crying in the night. And you come out looking so strong and independent. Hey. I don't need a man. I don't need anybody. I don't need whatever. This, hey. Calm down. Listen. Stop striving. Seek for God's presence. God himself will be touching people to choose you, to like you, to want you, or to not give you up when you should be giving up. It's true. Amen? So you must recognize. And you must also know that it is only God who can really put in somebody's heart to honor you. You take somebody like Archbishop Duncan Williams. Nobody has ever told me to honor him. In fact, if anything, on the contrary, they have told me not to honor him. I've had more of that. No, I've never been advised to honor him. God put it in my heart to honor him. That's all. It's unshakable. Stop striving to be respected, to be chosen. What is the lady's name? The mother of Jacob and Esau. Rebecca. That's how she was. Always making moves to try to let the father, he's trying to bless this one and do this and do that. She organized, you know, the man was blessing his firstborn son, which was Esau. She organized doing that. You don't rest. She must have worked very hard to cook the food very quickly and make it in a way that she knows the man likes. Meanwhile, on a normal day, she will not do it that way. But she knows what to do. Yes, otherwise he would have already eaten. How come he was hungry? How come Isaac was hungry in the house? Yes. She wasn't cooking. But now her motivation to cook came when she wanted to manipulate the children. She was a manipulator. And through the manipulation is an evil power other than the Holy Ghost power. And what was the end of that thing? When Jacob was going, Jacob said, look, when he feels me, he will discover me. What about if it doesn't work? And he will curse me. And they said, no, your curse will be on me. Yes. Those were, and after that, that was the end of her. Yes. He said, your curse will be on me. And that was the end of it. That was the end of her. She died after that. Yes. Manipulating. I'm going to stand here because I know he will pass that way. I'm going to wear this dress because I know that he will like me when I wear this dress. That I'm going to speak in a particular way and I'll do this. And that is not actually how you are. And you see, in the First Love Church now, we have been teaching the brothers and all the sisters and brothers together the light. So they are seeing through a lot of things. So when the people come and they say, hey, this one is dangerous, huh? Yes. There's a lot of light here. Yeah. And the brothers are dropping people like stones. They put a hand in their pocket and say, ah, it's a stone. It's not working. Drop. It's better to break a relationship than to break an engagement. It's better to break an engagement than to break a marriage. And breaking a marriage, I will not comment about the rest. Yes. But Jesus said, whosoever leaves a wife for my sake, he will get a reward. Yes. Luke 18:29. Yes. Karabashata barabala sambaradaba. Luke 18:29. That's it. Yeah. You shall receive manifold more. Scripture, is it not there? Put the two scriptures there. Why do you put only one? May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. There's nobody who has left his wife for my sake who will not receive a reward manifold more. In this present time, forget about heaven. Heaven is coming also with rewards. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, stop manipulating. God judges manipulators. Rather, seek the presence of God. The presence of God around you will cause all the things that you are striving for. He says, my presence will give you rest. Yes. I have never tried to make people my friends. When I was younger, I did. Now, I've been friends with people that we were three before. You never be in a group of three because you always be one person will be out. Have you not experienced that before? Yes. You are the third in a group. You always be odd out. Yes. My mother told me either have two children or four. Yes. So if you have three, one will be odd. Always. Two more for Josie? Amen. How many want to relax and stop fighting things? Jezebel was another manipulator. Yes. Do you know that she was married to a good man, Ahab? Ahab was never a murderer, never had intentions of killing anybody. When Jezebel saw that her husband was sad, she was now organizing. So I will sort this thing out for you. I know the king. You wait for me. Go and relax. I've made food for you in the house. I will sort things out. And she started to move. Call this person. Organize. Relax. Naboth's vineyard, if God wants to give it to you, you will get it. But no, not Jezebel. She must be manipulating. She must be making calls. She must be texting. She must be saying this to this one, saying that to that one, organizing this one here, trying to cover this up, holding this away, moving here, moving there, trying to do this and do that. And in the end, her husband became a murderer. And she also became a murderer. And she was judged and cursed. And she said, the dogs will eat you. You will be eaten by dogs. That was the prophecy. And truly, she was eaten by dogs. When the king said, go and find her body, they could find only the skull and the hands. But the dogs had eaten her. They had eaten her liver, eaten her. They were eating her with her makeup and everything. They licked off the makeup. Stop manipulating. I don't know what you are talking about. I'm not a manipulator. You are the very one I'm talking about. You are the particular person I'm talking about. Because all the manipulators say, oh, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm not the one. I don't have... I trust in the Lord. I trust in God with all my heart, for my soul, my spirit. Your husband even cannot serve God because of you. You pull the string. You make your face. You use sex as a weapon. You know what to do and what not to do. You hold back food. You reward him. You punish him. Rewards and punishment. It's your dog. And you told your man, you are sitting in the house. They are pulling the strings and you also go. When they pull your right hand goes. When they pull your left hand goes. You can't see that you are being manipulated. You don't like my preaching, you see. The presence of the Lord. He says, I will give thee rest. And number two, finally, the presence of the Lord brings refreshing. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Times of what? Refreshing. Now, this is very important for you to notice. You feel something is fresh. Fresh means what? What does fresh mean? Refreshing means it's new. It feels new. That's what you should look out for. When you listen to preaching, it can be the same old book. It feels new. Huh? What does the dictionary say? New. A fresh beginning. Something new. When you feel refreshed, come on, man. Too long. You feel refreshed because it's the presence of the Lord. People who are still and unable to walk in newness in ministry prove that they lack the presence of God. When you go to church and feel dead, stale, and dry, it is because you did not experience the presence of God. This is one of the ways to detect the presence of God. It is something you must look out for in your church. Sometimes when I watch ministers, I notice how they give beautiful illustrations, philosophies, and scriptures. It may be very logical, very convincing, but somehow I do not sense a freshness and a refreshing that comes from the presence of God. This is how you know that the ministry is departed from the presence of God. It has ceased to bring a certain refreshing. That's why you must never be worried about preaching from a book. You say, oh, when I preach from the book, this one, the people know it already. Am I not preaching from steps, anointing, and whatever? Are you not also holding the same book? Do you not have Macarius? Yes. Is it not the Macarius we are all having? Is it not the same book? My notes are the book. I don't like I have extra notes like things I didn't write in the book. It's the book I'm using to preach. Look, I better prove it to you because I think you don't believe. Do you believe? You believe? Yeah. Yeah. Camera should zoom. Huh? Can you zoom? Akam? Yeah, look at least you can see the top title. Huh? Oh. Can you see the top? The anointing and the presence. You see point number three? It's the book I'm reading. I'm not highlighting anything. I'm reading to you the book. I'm reading my book to you. Yes. And it feels like something new, isn't it? It's something fresh. Yes. Huh? So never say, you know, once the presence of God is there, any notes at all will be a blessing. Any notes. It's you don't know the power of God and the presence of God. Yeah. You know, there's someone, when I talk about this, I remember him. And I cannot say for sure, we only know in heaven. Okay. But I used to enjoy his preaching. You know, when I say I used to enjoy his preaching, you know, preaching makes me look for more preaching. You know, when I enjoy preaching, I go searching for more things. You know, it makes me search for more. And until I get it. If you are blessed by somebody, you always want everything he has. One day I heard Mike Murdoch preaching. He said he came somewhere and there was a conference. Somebody spoke. He called his assistant. Get me everything that this man has written or anything he has. That's how certain type of people are. You want anything and everything there is. So this man preached and I listened to it. And I liked it. And I enjoyed listening to him preaching. Hey, and I would look for messages. I couldn't even get them. I said, it is beautiful. But as the years went by, I stopped being interested. Sometimes when I listen to him, I can't listen. I mean, I don't enjoy. You see, then after some years, this man of God died. So after he died, I began to find out a little bit more about him because I hadn't found out anything. When I found out, when I got him, I found out that he was preaching against the cross. I mean, he was actually talking about the cross of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. It's not necessary. It's a bloody religion. We don't need blood, so much blood. This, we don't, all this is, it doesn't help us, and so on. I said, wow, I never knew. But I didn't know all this. But I just noticed a lack of freshness and interest. Yes. It's like the person is talking the same way of talking, but there's nothing. Yeah. It says, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and times of refreshing shall come. And they come from where? The presence of the Lord. So it is one of the cardinal signs of the presence of God is you feel refreshed and blessed and like something fresh. You may have the same notes, but you still feel the freshness of the Lord. So we all need that freshness in God. You see, every time we have flow prayer meeting, we are always having something. Yes. Something that I don't know what it is. Do you think I'm preparing to come? I'll be tired by that time I do all those preparations. The presence of the Lord. Yes. Freshness of God. Maintained. When you live in sin in secret and you live in wickedness, the presence of God departs. You may still be preaching. You may still be going through the motions, but he's gone. He's gone. Something is missing. And many places have the deadness. Before I was born again, I used to go to church. And I hated church. I hated the hymns. I hated the liturgy. I hated the whole thing. It was dead and boring to me. That's my experience. I can't tell you I experienced something that I didn't experience. I didn't. When I found Christ and I heard, even with broken English, the first preacher that I heard couldn't speak English well. Broken English with bullets shot and even machine guns were moving. But it was there was something living about it. I said, wow. One time I took my sisters, they were not Christians. I took them to the church that I was going to. The pastor couldn't speak in. They laughed from beginning at the English. They had never heard preaching with the artillery, you know. Big, big bullets. Yes. You know, the pastor would even say, when you say, everybody should open their eyes, he would say, open your eyes. It's like plural of eyes was eyes. Open your eyes. I mean, they laughed from the beginning. Why are you people laughing? Stop. It's very serious. There's a serious church happening here. But it was, the bullet, it was AK-47. What is the American one? M-16. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Po. Hey! But the presence of God was there. And when the man did altar call, you see everybody going like a sea. I say, wow. I say, I'll come to this bullet place. I'm sure I survived. And I've survived all the bullets. Better than the good English with deadness and no presence. And it hurts me because those hymns are beautiful hymns. They are composed with anointing, grace, but has been ministered with deadness. I used to go for hymn practice in my school. I couldn't wait for hymn practice to be over. We sing the hymns. I said, what are these words? Hymn practice. It was my worst experience. Hymn practice. So now when I go to churches and they are singing, I just stand there. I say, Lord, somebody has spoiled my experience with these hymns. Yes. It's like it's for just for funerals. Deadness. But when you hear someone anointed singing those very things, you will see the difference. Fresh, you wonder. Yes. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds to a believer's ears. It's what? It soothes his sorrows. It heals his wounds. And drives away his tears. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. A foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchased by God. Born of the Spirit. And washed in the blood. My God. Don't you feel the presence of God? And we were singing this song. When we get to a certain place. This is my story. That we all be singing. This is my story. This is my song. We're just fooling with the song. So the presence brings a freshness. You hear the song. You hear the word. Blessed assurance. Jesus Christ is mine. My goodness. What a foretaste of power and glory. Divine. Born of the Spirit. Heir of salvation. I've inherited salvation. Purchased by God himself. Born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Washed in his blood. My goodness. What a presence. What power. What power. Refreshing. And newness comes from the presence of God and takes away the deadness. I've been having my quiet time in Leviticus. Leviticus, what a power! And now I'm in Numbers. I'm having my quiet time in Numbers. I'm hearing blow the trumpets. Reasons for trumpets to be blown. To gather the leaders. Gather the people to the right and to the left to tell them to advance. Oh. Fresh. Freshness from the presence of God. Dear friend, you need the presence to change everything. What looks dead, it's like water is pouring over you. And power has come. Power to save. Power to change. So I pray that you will seek his presence and go after him. I heard somebody say, go after God. Go after him. Go after him. Go after him. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Find his presence to be part of you and part of your life. You stop manipulating. You stop forcing things to be. forcing people to like you, to choose that, to do this, to do that. You just rest. And his presence will take over and give you rest. And you see that the freshness of his presence every day of your life, every standing. Lift your hands. Just thank God and ask God, Lord, like Moses, let me not go if you are not going with me. If your presence doesn't go, I'm not going to go anywhere. Tell God, I want you to be with me. The Lord thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. And he will joy over thee with singing. May you enjoy his presence. May you enjoy his presence to recover every lost thing, to upgrade your life and to change everything about your life. Matakalora mashindola manda barandala baba. Let all dead things in our lives come alive because of the presence of the Lord. My Father has not left me. My Father has not left me because I always do the things that please him. May that presence be with you. Analapora mandali moshedelebeke. Oh, because I do always the things that please him. He that sent me is with me. May that be your portion. Lift your holy hand at home, wherever you are. He that sent me is with me. Freshness, presence, marasatala, rest, restedness. Oh yes, my God. Dakama bolotisi migederesh, tremejindolo mondare mandala baba, malasatabal baramandale moshete meke barandale baba, halemon kanta mandala bashandale meke barabala. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Father, take our lives. Let us never be disconnected from your presence and from just you being with us. Thank you for your gift, but we want your presence. Because what can we do when we hold your gift, but you are not with us? Thank you. Thank you for healing us. By you being with us, you are healing us. We thank you. Lord, whatever we have done that will make you go away from us, Lord, we repent of it. Let us experience and enjoy you being practically near us, with us, and around us. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And as every head is bowed, if you want to give your life to God, maybe somebody invited you to join us, want to give your life to Jesus, just lift your hand. And I want everyone to join this morning, afternoon, wherever you are, to just join me in this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I know that I am a sinner. Cleanse me, wash me, forgive me for all my sins. Today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior. Wash me, Lord. Make me a new person and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and your help. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. If you prayed with us, you can text on this number. Even if you are lonely or you need a friend or you feel depressed in any way, you know, times of refreshing will come to you from the presence of the Lord. You'll be refreshed. Coming to church changes everything. It is like, even though before church you feel dead, by the time you are going, you feel like a new start. Is it not true? It's from the presence of the Lord. No human being can give that to you. It's a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And an old, dead, depressed state. Me, I have suffered from depression a number of times. So I know what I'm talking about. When you are in church, it's as though there's no problem left. You don't know where they've gone. As soon as church is over, they seem to be coming back. That's why you need to go home with church. And you get church, you can play church again in the house, in the car, and you keep the presence going with you. Hallelujah. Take your Holy Communion. Take your bread. We are going to have Holy Communion right now.
Which is broken for you.
Times of refreshing.
Drink. This is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, it will sustain.
This is your holy bread. Let your body bring us healing today. By his stripes we are healed. And I pray for everybody watching, anyone sick, anyone stricken by the virus, stricken by any other plague or curse or disease, be healed today. I pray for your power to heal, to come into this Holy Communion. We receive the body. Yeah. The body. This is the interaction with the body. Good things from the body of Jesus come into our bodies. And bad things in our bodies are driven out by the coming and the interaction with the body, the communion of the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, the wine or the blood, it will speak for you. 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 Father, our mistakes are like mountains that have surrounded us. I thank you that the blood will speak for us better things, better things. Our excuse, Adaramashata, our forgiveness, our defense is the blood. Blanket all those mountains of evidence that are lifted up against us with the blood and wipe them away. Let our sins no more be called up in remembrance, but let them be forgotten into the sea of forgetfulness. Let a new life begin. And as we go forward into a season of supernatural upgrades, supernatural recoveries, may we recover all that is lost by our mistake that took us some steps back. Thank you that we take steps forward now by the blood of Jesus, the blood that Jesus shed for you. Now, lift your hands for great blessing. May you be counted up there, not down there. You be counted up there and not down there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You'll be counted up there and not down there. You'll be counted up there. When I make up my jewels, says the Lord, I shall count you as one of my jewels. This is the blessing I give to you this day for seeking first my kingdom and choosing me first over everything else. When I make up my jewels, you'll be counted among my jewels, my precious things, says the Spirit of the Lord. Receive this preciousness and specialness of the Lord this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May you always be among his jewels, which he has made up. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.